Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's gonna try and make it eight.
Here comes the bull down.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight Maniacs. That's right. It is Friday. How about it? If you guys are anything like me, I know that you're anxious because you're looking for the weekend, and it is here. We're only a couple hours away, depending on where you are, on having your weekend get things started, and we got some PBR to talk about. We got some bull riding. We got some rodeo, and, of course, you know, we're always looking to hang out with you Making Eight Maniacs, which I can say, by the way, we have been doing a lot of there on Skype. You know, it's kind of like the new thing, I guess, with us. You know, maybe we're behind on the times or whatever. But, yeah, we've certainly been getting out there and having a blast. We've got a group page, so if you guys want to jump on board and be added to the group, usually when we get out there, we just try to give you a call. If you're on, you're on. If not, we'll catch you the next time. But it's been a lot of fun. We had, I think, six or seven of us in there last night. Yes, there was some alcohol being thrown around, and, well, shoot, yes, it was a good time. So, yeah, we're having a blast down here getting ready for the weekend, and like I said, it's going to be a good one. We're going to watch some PBR. We're going to watch some rodeo. Rodeo Austin's going to be getting underway. They're going to be wrapping up this weekend, so we're going to be tuned in on Saturday, I believe, and checking that out. We've got the LEC that will be getting on board. We'll be watching that tonight and tomorrow as well as Sunday. So be checking some things out with the PBR. Should be a good time. Looks like Miss Shannon is finally able to join us here in the chat room. I know that she said that she didn't want to miss it, and we are glad. Looks like we've got Miss Donna Davis in here as well. Got to say a big old shout-out to you guys. Looks like we've got one of our old-time friends from across the border hanging out with us today, Mr. Joe Scully. So you guys make sure to send him a big old shout-out as well. Our neighbor across the border there. And, you know, I was going to actually talk a little bit about that. I had a conversation this morning there on Facebook with Matt West, and he is actually across the border himself. He's getting ready to do the Canadian Cup Series up there across the border. He'll be announcing that deal up there. So looking forward to finding out a little bit more from him, how that event goes. And, shoot, I think we're going to end up getting him on our show next week so we can sit back and talk with him a little bit on what he's been up to. But we did have a good conversation this morning. So, like I said, we got phone lines open, 646-915-9940. If you want to jump out here, give us a quick call. Always looking to take your cowboy logic. And, you know, it's, wow, it looks like Shannon is not able to hear what's going on. You better tell her to kick the sound up there. You know, I mean, that's just not right, tuning in here in the chat room, hanging out with us, but can't tune in here to the radio show. But anyways, we're having a good time out here. Looks like we're getting a pretty packed house hanging in the chat room. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we are going to get things rolling. Like I said, looking to take your calls. If y'all want to jump on board, give us a quick one. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Friday afternoon.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control.
Hi, folks. It's radio announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing his tie and a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
Okay, this is Frank Newsom, and you're listening to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making 8 on a Friday afternoon. We are just hours away from the weekend, and we've had a really good week down here on our Lunch Hour shows. Obviously, Monday we had Bobby Welsh, who ended up winning Rodeo Houston in the bull riding. Tuesday we ended up getting Shane Hanchy. You know, obviously Wednesday you had to hear me blab for about an hour, I guess. Yesterday we had Aaron Coscarelli with the PBR on board. And, you know, the cool thing about that was, is like I said, it was kind of just the way things fell into place. When I got up in the morning, I saw Team PBR post on Twitter about the 20 questions that she had done with Luke Snyder. And, you know, it was really fun because as I was sitting there watching that, I said, you know, we ought to do that for Aaron. And, you know, it turned out to really make up the show, and unfortunately we actually started to run kind of short on time, but wow, how much fun was that to be able to sit back and, you know, throw 20 questions at Aaron like that, kind of on the spot. On the spot for her anyways. It took me a while to come up with 20 daggone questions. It's harder than you think, you know that? But we did have a good time with her, and you know, obviously look forward to having her back on for, you know, many more shows here in the future. She's going to be in Albuquerque this weekend for the Ty Murray Invitational going on at the Pit. And, you know, that's one thing I want to talk about, too, if you guys have, you know, any questions or opinions. Obviously, we got to do our fantasy picks, which I have my fantasy up and ready. So we're going to do that here during the show. You guys have got to give me some insight this week. I've got to have a better week than I had last week. I know that several of us there in the fantasy picks did not do so well, and we got to redeem ourselves here. You know, it's just not a good thing. So, like I said, we'll go through and pick that out. But, you know, there's a lot of good names out there. The Bulls are going to definitely be one, you know, ones to look out for. I think we're going to see a lot of major or really good bull scores coming out there. I think that the way things are set up there in Albuquerque, it's really set up to watch some great bull riding. Hopefully you guys will be tuned in on Versus this weekend. It should be a good time. But, yeah, the Bulls, I think, are going to be ready to buck. Hopefully the Cowboys there will be ready to ride. They're going to need to bring their A games for sure because they've got some big bulls in the draft. Just scrolling down, obviously, I mean, you got guys like, you know, some of our regular ones. You know, the Brazilians are obviously going to be big time to watch out for. But, you know, there's some good names coming. There's some names we haven't seen in a while. Tony Mendez is going to be there, you know. So that's going to be a guy that, you know, I'm going to be really pulling for this weekend. Hopefully he has a real good weekend out there. Elliot Jacoby is going to be back. I haven't seen his name out there in quite some time either. So, you know, hopefully he'll have himself a great weekend as well. Like I said, I'm pulling for the Americans. Hopefully they have a really successful weekend down there this weekend. Nothing against the Brazilians, it's just that we've seen them week in and week out dominating. Are we going to see them again this week? I don't know. We'll have to tune in and watch. But they are definitely on fire, and they're bringing their A game. You can bet on that. So what do we have going on here in the chat world today? Like I said, obviously we got Joe Scully here with us, and I'm not sure if he's going to call in, but he's welcome to anytime. I'd love to catch up with him, find out what's going on. You know what? Speak of the devil, I think we've got him on the line right now. Mr. Joe Scully.
Hey, what's going on, Scott? When's the barrel racing coming on?
Man, how did I know that was going to be the next question? You missed the barrel racing. We did the barrel racing last night.
Okay, darn it. Well, I'll have to tune in next time, I guess.
I hear you.
What have you been up to, man?
Oh, shoot, buddy. You're looking at it right now. Been taking a little bit of a break from doing the video broadcasting. obviously after the IFR, we went up to hung around the Southeast for a little bit. We were here in Tennessee and Alabama, North Carolina for a few weeks, but we're getting ready to pack our bags and head out to the Okie country again, man. I'll be heading out there and hanging out with Brett Weldon at the end of April.
Perfect. I tell you, we got so addicted to tuning in and watching online, and as you know, my setup, my computer goes right into my TV, so I can watch those online feeds on my television, and we got so spoiled the last 20 days there with Rodeo Houston, and I mean, the quality, when I put that on my television, you know, my big 52-inch TV,
right.
It was halfway between standard definition and high definition, you know, just blew
right.
me away, and to be able to watch that, and then obviously my announcer interest, be able to listen to Tallman and Paul Hamus there. I mean, we just loved it for 20 straight days. And then we had a couple rodeo parties, and when we ran out of rodeo, because in Canada there's like no rodeo on, we actually started watching some of the old Make an Eight broadcasts from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and whatnot. So we're going through some of the archives there, buddy.
Wow. Well, you know, like I said, they're definitely a work in progress. And, you know, we don't have the standards. We don't have the funding behind what goes in behind Rodeo Houston. But, man, wasn't that a great deal to sit back and watch them for 20 days online? I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I had a buddy come over, and, you know, he's been around rodeo such a long time and doesn't even, like, listen to the announcers and stuff. And just to listen to Boyd and Bob, the way that they were, he was just, like, in tears. And then to watch, like, the way – I think the best round would have been those wild cards where it was, like, you're in or you're out, you know, and it was, like, top two out of the top ten. And even for some of those contestants, for me, you know, watching the NFR, I know who, you know, Josh Peak is and whatnot. And it was exciting as he got in on the wild card in the steer wrestling. But even for him, without knowing – who was who, just that whole, okay, there's 10, you have to be the top two or your week's done. You know, we're sitting on the edge of our seat, and I mean, it was more energy at home because the beer was cheaper than being at Reliant Stadium, but what a great opportunity, and we absolutely love it, being able to watch this online, and especially up here, because we still have snow around us, so we're still not in rodeo mode physically, but we can roll on.
That's what I hear, you know, and of course I have a hard time relating to that because I'm sitting here in shorts and it's 80 degree weather, you know, so I'm definitely having a hard time with that.
It's a smoking 25 here right now.
Ouch.
And you're saying Matt West, he's going out to Abbotsford, B.C., and they're a little luckier out there because it's right beside the Pacific Ocean. So it'll be a little warmer out there, but, yeah, he won't be in shorts. Or if he is, you're really going to see his white legs.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, speaking of white legs, I'm actually got to work on mine. I got the pool fired up now so we can go hang out in the pool. But, yeah, you're right about that. When I talked to him this morning, he said the weather's not bad. And I said, well, I bet you it ain't 80 degrees. And he said, no, you're right.
And I'm actually heading down south. I'm looking forward to in April. So I'm going to be hitting some of those 80, 90 degrees temperatures going to Kinder, Louisiana. I don't know if you saw on Facebook there's a big team roping. And Team Roping USA, they were advertising all over Facebook that they were looking for a sound guy to really spruce up their short goes. Because it's like 4 days of team roping, and over and above, like in that, there's like 18 different ropings, all these different levels, short goes, mutton busting, and contests and stuff like that. So we probably will still have snow here, but I'm getting on a plane. I'm going to do announce 4 days of team roping and stuff. So I'm fired up, at least to get some of that nice weather that you guys are accustomed to.
Yes, sir, no doubt. Well, I'll tell you what, we actually started, we did, if you go back, and actually we're looking to kind of give Making Eight a facelift. It's sort of drifting away from us, but we've got some of our archives listed there, and in our archives we did the Cajun Classic on New Year's Day, which was right down here in Okeechobee, Florida. Joe Beaver himself was down here as, like, I guess you could say he was the arena director. And, man, you talk about a great time. That was my first announcing deal that I've done for a roping event. And, of course, having a guy like eight-time world champion Joe Beaver down there, kind of put the pressure on, you know?
Yeah, just a little bit.
It did. I was sweating bullets, man. But we had a good time down there and had some really good talent. I mean, we had one of the Cooper boys, and we had Shane Hanchy, who ended up winning the event. His brother, Jason Hanchy, really kind of taught him how to ride and rope. So it was, yeah, it was a good time down here, and look forward to getting out to several of those. So are you just going to be down here for the 4 days and then you heading back?
Yeah, heading back, and our season's starting to take off. We actually have a big high school rodeo. It's about five different states involved in about a week, a week's time up here in Canada, and then we have a few more events, and then our season up here in Canada, at least north of the border in eastern Canada, will start about mid-May, and just going. We'll be going nonstop between bull ridings, rodeos, bull bronc barrel shows, and just as the snow starts to dissipate, I mean, the first day of spring, as you know, is March 20, and we actually had no snow on the ground here in Canada, so we got blasted again 2 days ago. So we're definitely ready to go with 95% of our events being outdoors. You know, we're itching to get rid of the snow and itching to get rodeoing, and just another couple of weeks, and it'll be a straight run for us up here.
Yeah, right on, man. Well, I'll tell you what, good luck with it. Hopefully it'll work out really well, and make sure to try to go hit the beach or something when you're down there in Louisiana, you know. Enjoy some of that good weather.
Definitely, maybe a little crawfish as well, and rock on.
Yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt. Well, I'll tell you what, buddy, like I said, I appreciate you guys tuning in up there. We love having you guys on board, and, you know, it's always a pleasure. We're glad that we're able to do the IFR for so many of you guys, because there were so many Canada contestants. There were so many athletes that were from Canada, your brother being one of them.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. You know, it was a great thing that you guys were doing by bringing us the live feed, and then your commentary as well was kind of cool, and it all went together with Buckers Now and the launch, and so we met a lot of cool people in the process, and really enjoyed it back then. And like I said, those archives that you guys did, we got to use some of them as well for entertainment. So hopefully you guys will get some good events and some funding and get back out on the road and bring us some more content, because we definitely enjoyed it on the weekend looking at some of that stuff.
Well, hang tight. It's coming, brother. I mean, we've got, you know, the end of April. We've got through May. We're starting to get really booked up there in May. We'll be out there in that Oklahoma, Texas area hitting up a lot of rodeos and a lot of bull rides. So we'll be bringing you more action. You can bet on that.
Perfect, buddy. Well, we're not chatting on Skype, so it's $1.25 a minute on my Canadian cell phone here. So I'm going to get back to it. I'll try and tune in as much as I can here online for the rest of the day. But thanks for having me on.
All right, Joe. Well, thanks for calling in, buddy. Take care.
All right, we'll chat soon.
Okay. There you go, guys. Joe Scully, one of the announcers there across the border. Got to thank him for tuning in here and checking out what we have going on in the lunch hour shows. You know, he's such a great guy. We had the opportunity to meet him last April down here in Texas when we were out that way, and had a good time with him. Look forward to running into him again. So, Joe, like I said, man, appreciate you jumping on board. You're welcome to tune in and hang out with us anytime. Love having you. I'm checking out some of the things that are going on, some of the questions going on in the chat room. Yeah, obviously we had a fly-by night guy kind of pop in there and want to throw some things. I tried to get rid of him, couldn't get rid of him quite fast enough, so apologize to you guys for that. One of the questions coming in right now from Shannon is being a little confused. The last cowboy standing will be a maximum of 5 rounds and a minimum of 3 rounds. I agree with you. I am a little confused on that myself. I know that there's going to be clarification on that as the event gets closer. You know, we're only a few weeks away. But what I can tell you is this. I'm just speculating here, so please don't take it to heart until we get confirmation from the PBR. But what I'm assuming will happen is that if it gets down to the fifth round, that how many ever guys are remaining, they will be doing judge events at that particular point, that the bull rides will be judged. That's the only way that I can logically see them going to a, you know, and being able to crown a champion that way. So that's what I'm assuming will happen. I can assume that there's probably going to be some things that they will have to work out, but I can tell you that the concept is there. I like the initial concept that they're trying to do. Hopefully they will learn on it and not run this thing in the ground. But I'm telling you, I think that this thing has got the potential to be really good. That's what I was looking at. I actually had that same conversation yesterday and talking with Cowboy Dave, who, by the way, wants to send a big old shout out, you know, to all you guys. Said that he is sorry that he's not been around a whole lot. But as far as it being a minimum of three rounds, I think that what we're going to see there is, you know, you're going to see these cowboys getting on lesser caliber bulls. Now, what I'm thinking is towards the second or third round, you may see an eliminator type pin of bulls. But then after that, it's also going to go back down and get easier. They cannot put bulls like, you know, Bushwhacker, I'm a Gangster. Those bulls there cannot be in those fifth rounds because you saw what happened in, at the Iron Cowboy. These guys can't hold on. And you know that they can't hold on. And I just find that I don't see where they could do that logically. I think that it would be good to see them in the third round or so. I would like to see them. I think that you're going to see, like I said, some special things come out of a lot of these cowboys there at the last cowboy standing. So, it's going to happen. You know, there's going to be enough cowboys that are going to go along. You know that the talent is going to be there. You know they're going to have the right setup with the bulls. So I can assure you that it's going to go three rounds. My guess would be that in three rounds, I'm going to just make a guess out there and throw a number out. But you're going to have anywhere from 15 to 20 riders left in the third round. That's just my guess. But we'll have to wait and see. It's gonna be a good event. Hopefully everybody will be tuned in, and we'll find out for ourselves. But the only way we're gonna be able to do it is to get out there and watch it. Either on the pay per view or being there at the event, which we know that Shannon will be. So it's gonna be good. The Iron Cowboy. Think about the title, the Iron Cowboy. They want you to progress, and they want the series, they want the caliber of bulls to get tougher as you advance. But the last cowboy standing is a little bit different. The last cowboy standing is just going to be to see if you can make 8 seconds on those bulls. And that's the whole potential behind it. Now, with the Iron Cowboy, it went off of their time. So if they got bucked off, the guy that had the longest time on their bull got to advance. So when the cowboys are getting on their bulls, it doesn't matter if they make eight or not. They just want to beat the guy that came in and rode the bull, in front of them, or that's in there competing against them there in that series. I think what you're going to see here is going to be significantly different. Like I said, going back to it, you can't expect those guys to ride the Bushwhacker or the I'm a Gangsters, after competing through five rounds or getting on four or five bulls, I think that you see them, like I said, I think if we see them at all at Last Cowboy Standing, we see them somewhere in the vicinity of the second or third round. I think that's when we see an eliminator pin. But I think as we get into the final rounds, I think that the bulls are going to be just good bucking bulls that are going to give these guys the opportunity to stay on them and ride them, but it's going to be up to the cowboys. Obviously getting on three, four, five bulls. Now you look at it though, there's a lot of events that have, a round and a short round. So that's two bulls right there that a cowboy can look at riding consistently on a nightly basis when they're out competing at bull rides. Now, if something happens in one of those two bulls and they get a re-ride, well, that's three bulls right there, So on average, you see from time to time these cowboys riding up to three bulls a night, You know, I don't think that that's gonna make too much of a difference. Whether it be three or four rounds, that fifth round is gonna be tough. But we may not even have a fifth round. You know, it may only go four rounds, but I can tell you that it's gonna be good. So, you know, and that's right. You know, I mean, you know, and granted, he didn't ride. I mean, he didn't stay on, but he did get on the back of seven or eight bulls. You know, that's a lot of bulls to be getting on. And that's a great point there, Donna, for throwing that in there about Austin Meyer. So anyways, like I said, that's, you know, it's going to be interesting. It really is. Now, I've got to tell you that, you know, one of the coolest things that I think about this deal is just going to be the fact that, like I said, it's going to give these guys – you're going to see some spectacular things happen out of these guys. You're going to see things that you would never expect to happen. I'm telling you, you guys can quote me on this, that I truly believe J.B. Mooney is going to have a breakout session at the last Cowboy Standing. Just quote me on that if you want. But I'm telling you, I really believe it's going to happen. I really think that this is his type of event that he wants to compete at. We all know JB, you know. We all know the type of guy that he is. Be honest with you, he's a pretty egotistical guy. This guy feeds off his own ego. What gives him his drive? Hey, a lot of cowboys are like that, you know. But the bottom line is this. To put somebody in a situation like this, you look at what he did with that matchup when they were talking about who could ride Bones, you know, and who could be the first cowboy to ride Bones. And, you know, Tom Teague ended up picking Glarmy Marchie to ride him. And that ticked JB off, you know. JB come back and made that ride on Bones. Think about it. You watch. I believe that JB is going to have a spectacular event at the last Cowboy Standing. Anything can happen between now and then, but I am truly believing that JB is going to have – if they have a fantasy pick for that, you bet I'm picking JB. You know, I'm just saying. So, you know, just watch him. Watch him, because I think he's going to break out. And you know – we've been talking a lot about that. You know, there's been a lot of controversy as to, well, the timing of this event, you know, it could have been better. It's obviously going to be in the hockey season. They needed to do a pay-per-view event for this deal anyways. It needs to be limited interruptions because the potential of this thing could – they already said that this event is going to be a four-hour type event, you know, that's what they're estimating that this event is going to go through with their – shows that we're going to get to watch online with, you know, with their intermission shows, in between rounds, that type of thing. We're going to get to see Flint hanging out there. It's going to be a lot of fun being able to see some of that we normally wouldn't be able to see on Versus. So, you know, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. You know, that's a great comment, Sandy. I see your comment in there about JB and Shane riding bulls during the week and on weekends. That, you know, you believe that they have enough staying power to make it far in the last Cowboy Standing. I agree. Like I said, you watch this type of event and what this is going to do for those cowboys. I really believe that JB, this is going to be his coming out. You know, you know, and that's a great comment, too. There are some things that are going on with JB. We don't know everything that's going on behind the scenes, you know. But I can tell you this. When it comes down to this type of event for this type of money, you can bet that JB's going to bring his A game. And I'm, like I said, I'm standing behind the guy, you know. I think he's going to advance far in the last Cowboy Standing. So, hopefully you guys will agree with me. We got about 30 minutes left in our show here, guys, and I've got to get down and start doing some fantasy picks. But before we do, I'm going to take a break. So if you guys have already picked your fantasy picks, you guys have got to let me know who you have and who do you think are going to be the best picks in each tier. We're going to break them down tier by tier. So, hey, guys, it's Friday, only a couple hours away from the weekend, getting fired up. Don't go anywhere. You listen to the Lunch Hour Radio Show right here with Making Eight.
Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you opened with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat. You think of what your daddy said, if your money should run low, just call, I'll send you bus fare to come home. But you're just too proud to take it, and home won't be the same. Now you've had a taste of rodeo. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. All your money's gone, except the $20 bill. But that's your fees to enter old Cheyenne. And all that's in your favor is you and your tribe, and a deep, gnawing, desperate need to win. As you step out on the highway with your thumb up in the air, in your mind the promise has been made. If this way of life don't kill you, or you don't starve to death, you swear you'll be the champion someday. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, to satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you opened with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat.
This is Cat Johnson. If you're looking for more than an 8-second ride, check out catjohnson.net.
Five-time world champion Rob Smits. You're listening to Making8.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making 8. Oh, looks like Shannon had to take off. She's got to go get her granddaughter. So thanks for tuning in here, and we are glad that you're able to jump on here with us in the chat for a while. Looks like Sandy is also saying she is not sure if she's going to make it through the entire show. Am I boring you guys? Is that what it is? Well, you know, Kat, I see your comment coming in the chat room about your Cougar commercial, and, well, you just know it wouldn't be a Making Eight show if we didn't promote you just a little bit. So, yeah, it's actually one of my favorites, too. I absolutely love those shows. So, anyways, you know, and I know that Sandy's actually not been feeling too well, and I hope that you are feeling better, darling. Go take your medicine, I understand. But anyways, let's get down to it now. We've got to get some fantasy drafts here. Before you go, though, Sandy, I've got to get some insight. What do you think? Who should I go with in the first tier? I mean, obviously, you're looking at guys like JB, Ryan McConnell, Austin Meyer, Renato, or Valderon. You know, these Brazilians are so strong. I just have such a hard time, though, because I know that it's coming. I know that these Americans, you know, that these riders are going to get things together. Is it going to be Ryan McConnell that comes out and has a great week this week, or Austin Meyer, JB? What do you guys think? Who do you guys have in your first tier? I got to get some insight. You guys have got to hook me up now. Help me out. It's Friday. We got to get our picks. So, yes, I do. I want Rodney's secret picks. Please let me know. I got to get some points. Well, obviously, it looks like Donna is going with Valderon. You know, give me some insight here. I got to get some feedback from all of you guys now. It's going to be like a community thing. My picks are going off. You know, and that's the other thing, too, is Ryan McConnell from New Mexico. you know, he's got a good opportunity to make him making a great weekend. So, you know, it's one of those deals. Okay, well, it looks like Valderon is going to be the man to go with. I think we're going to have to go with Valderon this week. I'm going to go ahead and go with him. So Valderon is our man for the first tier. Now we've got two in tier B that we've got to go with. We've got guys like Silvano Alves, Travis Briscoe, Ben Jones, Skeeter Kingsolver, Guilherme Marchi, Robinson Palmeiro, or Shane Proctor. What do you guys think when it comes down to tier B? Now, I'm going to tell you right now, Shane Proctor did not have as good a weekend this past weekend, but I think seeing him out there, we're going to see him. So I'm going to go ahead and pick Shane. You guys got to give me one more to go with. Yeah, see, there we go. I've got one agreeing with me already. Maybe we'll have a better week this week. But Marchi and Proctor. Now, I was thinking either Robinson Palmeiro or Silvano Alves as well. I mean, I got to kind of go with the Brazilian on this thing on my second tier. Yeah, see, it looks like Emily's even got both Brazilians in hers, and Silvano and Guilherme. Yeah, you know, that's just it. Shane Proctor has been riding very consistent. It doesn't matter whether it's PRCA or PBR. This guy's been getting the job done. So, yeah, I'm kind of torn, you know. I mean, both Guilherme and Robson have 65% riding percentages, you know. Silvano Alves has 68, you know. Well, you know what, Sandy, I like your pick, and just looking at the statistics there, you know, he's got a bull they call Hammered, and I haven't seen much about the bull, but I think that Silvano is going to be my pick. So I'm going to go with Silvano and Shane Proctor in Tier B. Now, we've got a lot of them in Tier C. What do you guys think? I mean, there's a lot of them out there that have potential to really step up. You know, the one that really stood out to me, Chance Roberts, has been doing really well. He's back, you know, from Rodeo Houston. I think that he's one that would be a favorite, you know, to have a great weekend. Stormy Wing, another one that I think might really stand out this weekend. Obviously, being around the New Mexico area, I think might really pay off for him. I'm looking at, you know, those two guys. Cody Lostro says that he's feeling real good. I think that he may be a strong front runner. I see one coming in there from Cajun, the girl, with LJ and Cody Lostro. I like both of those. You know, I think that LJ Jenkins, obviously, he's riding over 50% of his bulls as well. So, you know, it raises some good questions there. You know, like I said, I'm seeing, okay, I got LJ, I got Lostro, I got Elton, and I got Stormy. You know, I had made mention about Lostro having a great run and talked about Stormy. So right now I think those two may be my picks. Waiting on some more feedback. Y'all have got to throw some more at me. Tony Mendez. Christy's picking Tony Mendez. She's pulling for the underdog, the guy coming in, hasn't been on tour in quite some time. So, you know, Marty says he's got Aaron Coscarelli picked across the board. I like it. I wish she was in there because she would definitely have mine as well. I definitely like it. That's hilarious, Marty. Thanks for that. You know what? I'm going to go with Chance Roberts coming back. I think that, you know, with him being back and him riding as consistent as he has been, I'm going to go with Chance Roberts on one of my picks. But I need your help. I need some big time help for my second one. You know, yeah. See, Sandy's saying that she'd like to pick Tony, and I would absolutely like to pick Tony as well. You know, I don't know. I think I'm gonna have to go with Stormy on this one. He's got a bull called Rowdy LJ. Maybe I should pick Stormy and LJ. you know. I don't know. You guys tell me. What do you think? Obviously, I got Chance as a good pick, so I think I'm going to stick with him. And you know, Chrissy, that's a great thing, is to kind of go out there like that and make those kind of picks. I like the idea behind it. It looks like Miss Shannon is actually tuned in on the phone lines right now. So howdy, Shannon. Oh, I got to say, it looks like Miss Donna is out there as well, but she's also in the chat room. So I know she likes tuning in on both. So what do you guys think? I mean, I'm kind of leaning a little bit towards, you know, it's kind of funny because I'm scrolling up and down here with my names to see who I could get. Man, I like LJ. I like Cody Lostro. You know, I would love to go with Tony Mendez, but then Stormy Wing, you know, oh, man, you guys are just making it so tough. Actually, you guys aren't making it tough. It's, you know, it's the PBR and these matchups and these bull riders that are making it so daggone tough. Reese Cates, another one that we haven't mentioned about, you know, and he's got a good bull here in the first round, Pistolero. I think that could be a really good matchup. Man, these are tough picks here on a Friday. You know what? I think I'm going to go with that. I think I'm going to go with Stormy Wing. You know, and really, you know, like I said, it's only one round, you know, that we're seeing these matchups with these bulls, you know. But the biggest thing is about these is, you know, once you get that first bull rode, it's a lot easier to get that second one rode. And any of these guys will tell you, you know. I see that the young 4-year-old is telling me to pick Palmero, and I actually think that – who do I have? I've got – no, I went with Savano Alves in the second tier. So I don't know. Maybe I should go back and change it if the 4-year-old is saying to go with with Palmero. Like I said, I did have to stick with them. I've got two Brazilians in there. I got Savano and Valeron. You know, like I said, I've got Shane Proctor, Chance Roberts, and Stormy Wing. So, what do you guys think? I like my picks as far as riders. I think that there's a good chance I might have a good weekend now. Now, as far as the bulls, yeah. Without a doubt, you can bet that, we've got bulls. I think Big Tex is going to have himself a good weekend. We haven't seen a lot of him, so Big Tex is going on my draw list for sure. You can't go with any other pick other than Bushwhacker. And obviously, I'm a gangster. Those are going to be my three picks right off the bat. Let's see. Yeah, there are. There's so many great bulls that are in this week's. Now I've got to pick my tiebreaker bull. I don't know. Who do you guys think I should go with? You know what? I'm gonna go with Cooper Tires Wildin' Out. No, maybe High Octane Hurricane. Wow, man. There's just so many good bulls. And I haven't even gotten down. I mean, you got little. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Yellow Jacket Jr. in my tiebreaker bull. This is who I have. You guys, tell me what you think. Let me know if you guys think I'm off the wall. I've got Valderon, Shane Proctor, Savano Alves, Chance Roberts, Stormy Wing. Those are my bull riders. I think that any one of them can really step out. I think that we're going to see a good weekend all the way around, any way you look at it. For my bulls, you know that they've got some big ones. They've got some big matchups. Big Tex, Bushwhacker, I'm a Gangster, and Yellow Jacket Jr. is my tiebreaker bull. I think those are the ones I'm going to end up pulling for. So tell me what you think. I like it. It's saved. We're going to stick with it. Yeah, Gunpowder and Lead and Spitfire, both those were two other bulls that jumped out there at me when I first saw the list. But like I said, I mean, these other bulls are veterans. You know, Big Tex has not been out in a couple weeks. I think that he's doing pretty good, and I think we're going to see a good one out of him. Black Pearl, that's another great bull. I'm telling you, these guys are going to really have to bring their A game to New Mexico if they're going to have a great round. Also, and this one may be for, well, you know what? Looky there. We actually got a caller on the line. 937, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
The mountains we ride past will outlast everything we know.
Very true. Very true. And, now, of course, that would be your very own Mr. Cody Burleson. Cody, how are you there, amigo?
Oh, thank God it's Friday.
I hear you, man. I hear you. What are your plans for the weekend? You got rodeos?
Nah, I got a show actually up near the Ohio Michigan borderline there, so it's more towards Toledo. But anyways,
I hear you.
Yeah,
I hear you, man. Well, hey, I'm glad that you're able to jump on and give us some good cowboy logic for the day, brother. We've been missing you out here, man. But I got to tell you, dude, we've got this new little thing, and when you get some time, you got to go register for Skype. We got to get you out here, man. Go get yourself a microphone. You can pick one up at Walmart for $2 unless you have a laptop that's got one built in. But I'm telling you. Okay, awesome, dude. Go get Skype. Get on board with us here, man. Making 8 Radio. And get signed up with us Making 8 Maniacs. We have had a blast hanging out. And you know what? Christy is actually asking about the LEC tonight, and that's one thing that I want to mention, that if you have Skype, what I want to do tonight is, if you guys want, what we'll do is we'll open up Skype. You guys can jump on board, add Making 8 Radio. We'll get you plugged into the group. We'll all get on board and call in, and we'll talk about the LEC that's going on tonight, listening to the first round from New Mexico. What do you guys think about it? I think it'd be a blast.
Yeah, man, that sounds good.
So if you get some time, Cody, and you're around, dude, we'd love to have you on board. We missed the Cody Burleson, buddy. It's been a while since we got to talk with you.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to throw one more out here right quick. It's a short one since I missed yesterday's. Common sense isn't as common as you might think.
Very good. Something to think about. There's some more logic for you. I've got to let that one kind of comprehend and settle in there a little bit.
Yeah, I hear that.
No, I think we all do sometimes, but that's great. Great cowboy logic, man. I appreciate it, Cody.
Oh, no problem, y'all.
All right, buddy. Well, have yourself a great time. Don't work too hard. We look forward to seeing you out there on Skype with us.
Oh, heck, man. What I do, it ain't work, it's play.
I hear you, buddy. I hear you, man. Go have fun. Enjoy your weekend.
Oh, yes, sir. You too. We'll see you.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, I see a lot of people that are throwing that out there. I think we're going to go with it. So if you guys want to jump on board, we are going to be on Skype tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern time, 7 o'clock Central time, which is when I believe that round one starts tonight from New Mexico. So you guys make sure to get on board with us. If you guys have Skype, it's really easy. It's free to Skype with other Skypers. So it doesn't cost you anything. All you got to do is have a microphone. And if you don't have a microphone, you can listen in to what's going on with the rest of us in the conversation. And it's got a chat room right there that you can pop up and have a conversation with us. We've had Miss Melanie, who I know is going to be listening to our archive, so I've got to say a big old shout-out to Miss Melanie. But she's at school right now, but she's been able to tune in and carry on a conversation with us over the past few nights, and we have had a great time. So, like I said, the rest of the day today, if you guys get a chance, go get signed up with Skype and come on down. Make sure to add Making 8 Radio, and we'll get you on board. We'll get you signed up. So we'll get you put in the group so we can all sit back and conversate tonight while we're listening to the LEC. And we can comment. We can talk about some of the things that are going on. So, you know, it's some really good stuff. Now, I see Ms. Hellenbach throwing in a great cowboy logic comment. The best way to predict the future is to create it. Love it. Absolutely great cowboy logic for the day. Yeah, I see Miss Sandy says she's going to be out bucking bulls tomorrow, and hopefully she's doing well with that. Yeah, I see Miss Emily saying that Miss Melanie does say that she's got a microphone now, and so that's great. Look forward to having all you guys on board with us in the Skype chat room. We're going to have a great time, and hopefully you guys will be able to sit back and tune in tonight as we're going to be, I don't know, we might tip a few back. We might sit back and have ourselves a good little time. It's been a little wild here lately. You never know what's going to come out here with Making Eight. Well, you know what? Like I said, Christy, it doesn't matter. You can still listen in to what's going on with us, and you can join the conversation right there in the chat room. It's all live, and it gives us an understanding of what we're thinking when we're watching these events. I think it'd be a great time. I say we go for it. So let's get it done. If you guys want to get over there to Skype, I will tell you, Miss Kat Johnson, Miss Shannon Taylor, we have said numerous times, or I have said in my numerous conversations with some of the other Making Eight Maniacs, that we have got to get you guys on board. So you guys come on down and get on board with us, and let's have a good time. Please, let's go have some fun tonight while we're listening to the New Mexico deal. We want to hear from you. So let's make it happen. Let's all get together. We'll sit back, drink a few cold ones, and have some fun. And speaking of the devil, I think Miss Shannon Taylor is joining us. Miss Shannon, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today, Scott?
It's good. It was a pleasure to see you in the chat room finally. We enjoyed it.
It was a challenge because the laptop was on my lap. My sister threw a towel over my hands to keep my hair off of the keyboard, so I was typing blind while she was cutting my hair.
Wow, that is funny. That
yeah,
is funny.
I told you I'd be there no matter what, so I was there. I took the laptop with me to the hair salon, but it served multi-purposes because I got my journey tickets and I got to get in the chat room. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't know if you heard what's going on. We don't have the video thing set up. Now, Kat's throwing in the chat room right now about seeing her in their PJs on Skype, and we don't have the video stuff set up. When you've got that group, I don't think you can do the video. So, I mean, we had like 7 or 8 people yesterday. I know Marty has said that he's had up to 24 people in a Skype room. So,
well,
like in
I
a group setting.
Yeah, I definitely have the Skype set up on ours. We use it a lot communicating with our son in Afghanistan. So,
right.
I have the grandbaby tonight, but I will try my darndest to get in the Skype chat room tonight or in the group. Now, I'll have to, I guess, join the group. I already added you as a friend, and I got a lot of the other gang out there too, but I'll have to look for the group thing and actually add that on there and see if I can manage that and the grandbaby at the same time.
That would work. That would work. Well, we've got to try to get Miss Kat Johnson on board as well, but I think that we would have an absolute great time, and Christy as well. You know, like I said, we'll all sit back and have some fun. The last couple nights, I've been tipping a few back. I went from Kahlua to vodka last night. Things got a little crazy, you know. The wife had to step in and put me to bed.
I saw the tweets. It seemed like it was a good time. It's just hard for me to do on a work night because I get up at 4 a.m. So,
I understand.
Yeah. A little
but
easier tonight.
That's right. It's Friday. It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Let's
finally,
go have some fun.
And the grandbaby doesn't go to bed till about 11:30 at night, so
yeah,
yeah, that means I'm
that
up
too.
Later too.
I hear you. Well, sit back and hang out with us. We don't mind. We've heard everything from Miss Donna Davis running the vacuum cleaner in the background to Marty having his volume up so loud on his TV that we can't hear anything else. So,
well, you'll hear me yelling at the dogs is what you'll hear.
No doubt. Well, let's have some fun. Enjoy your weekend.
I sure will. You all do the same, and I will try and get in there tonight. What time is it starting at?
I think it's going to be – I think that the LEC starts up at 8 o'clock Eastern, but I'm not for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll try and get it booted up about then, and we'll see what we can do.
Just follow the LEC. When you know the LEC is up, you know that we'll be on Skype.
All right. Will do. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right, darling. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. obviously Miss Shannon Taylor, Taylor Truck and Auto, Independence, Kentucky, hanging out. I know that she's going to be heading out this weekend to a touring pro event. So, hey, what are you guys giving me a hard time talking about girly drinks? You know what? We have had some fun, and that's the way I bring it. So, you know, don't give me a hard time about my girly drinks when I'm the one out here having a good time bringing the party to you guys right there on Skype. I don't want to hear it. So, anyways, I think that's going to wind up our show here for the day. Don't forget, now tomorrow we're going to end up watching the pay-per-view Rodeo Austin, so you guys can look forward to us talking about that on Sunday. We're going to be talking about the New Mexico event, Albuquerque. Hopefully you guys will be checking it out on Versus. 7 o'clock Eastern time is when we'll be back on the ranch hanging out with you Making 8 fans. We'll also be on Skype throughout the weekend. Hopefully you guys have a great one. If we don't get a chance to catch up with you there on Skype, we'll have to catch up with you there on the Back on the Ranch show on Sunday. So until then there, Rodeo fans, y'all get a grip with Making 8.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing.
This is world champion Rob Smets, and you're listening to Making8.com. Be there, be square.